95.3 The Bull, it's your morning stampede. It is a stampede here on the show this morning. I'm Steve Summers.
I'm Ryan Sartori.
And Anne Marie Walker is here from the Discovery Center. Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we're glad you're here because tomorrow you have a very special event coming up.
We do. We do. It's a celebration of Black culture. So we're celebrating Black History Month and really trying to kind of shine a spotlight and celebrate the achievements of Black Americans and kind of recognize what they've done, both, you know, those in the past and present. And we're very fortunate. We've been working with a committee of community leaders to kind of identify what kinds of things do we want to do, what kind of perhaps Black scientists do we want to highlight, and then what science activities could we do that are related to them. So tomorrow we'll be having several different science activities, hands-on science projects for kids to do, with help from the National Society of Black Engineers. So they're going to come out, kind of help kids with science projects, hopefully inspire some future scientists.
Of course.
And we're also going to have some art projects that the kids can do. Some are kind of make and take. One is a collaborative project that kids will work on together, and then we'll have up for the month of February. We're going to have special signs around the museum with famous Black Americans and what their accomplishments were, whether that's science in the fields of science or sports or history or education, so people can learn about other famous Black Americans throughout the museum. And also tomorrow, I should mention Harlan Jefferson's going to be here, and he's going to be playing music from, I think, 11 to 2.
He's so good.
Isn't he awesome?
Oh, he's awesome.
He's awesome. And so the special activity, so our museum opens at 9:30. So it's open from 9:30 to 4:30, but okay. The special activities will be from 11 to 3, and they're all included with museum admission, so no extra cost.
Awesome. So let's say that I'm taking little Timmy to the Discovery Center tomorrow. What's maybe one experiment that he can expect to do?
Sure. Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. Real quickly, he can make a little handheld greenhouse, so plant some seeds, take those home, germinate them, plant them in your yard. That actually ties to George Washington Carver, who was a botanist and an agricultural scientist. And so we'll be able to do that, and they'll be able to learn a little bit about George Washington Carver. We're going to make a muscle, so kind of a simple model of a bicep that relates to James McCune Smith, who was a doctor and the country's first person to be a pharmacist and own and operate a pharmacy.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, we love space, so we got to do some kind of space or flying activity. So kids will be making some, they're called Magnus Flyers, little flying contraptions. And that relates to Mae Jemison, who was our first female Black astronaut to go into space, which, by the way, she grew up in the Chicagoland area. So kind of a local tie there as well.
I love it. We're talking with Anne Marie Walker from the Discovery Center, the marketing director, and I'm impressed because you did all that off the top of your head without notes. Unbelievable. That was great. That was beautiful. I do love going to the Discovery Center, and this is a one-day event tomorrow. You say the museum is open. When?
Museum opens at 9:30, so 9:30 to 4:30, but the special activities are from 11 to 3.
And if I need more details, where can I go?
Oh, go to our website, which is discoverycentermuseum.org.
Oh, you got to put the org in it.
So that's right.
Don't miss out on that. So thank you for coming in. Have a great weekend. I hope your event is wonderful tomorrow.
Thanks, Steve. You too.
With 95.3 The Bull.